Our atmosphere is in constant motion. The moving air that causes our weather circulates between the ground and 50,000 feet. It is the sun that drives this movement. When solar energy reaches Earth, it heats the surface and atmosphere, but it does so unevenly. This temperature difference causes the air to move. Hot air near the equator expands and rises. Cold air at the poles becomes denser and sinks. NOAA's Marty Ralph can track its movement over the globe on the revolutionary Science on a Sphere simulator.
What we're seeing here is a portrayal of the Earth's surface temperature, and red and warm colors are warm temperatures like we see in the tropics here. Up in the poles, you see the blues and the greens. Those are the colder surface temperatures. So we can watch this and actually see the warm air moving northward, the cold air moving southward, and we can see the changes in the seasons.
If the atmosphere didn't move, the poles would be 45 degrees cooler and the equator 25 degrees warmer. The great deserts of the Sahara, Atacama, and Mojave would expand dramatically. Northerly cities like London or Boston would be locked in an icy winter. It is only the atmosphere's circulation that prevents this. It regulates the temperature, moving the air to create the weather that covers our globe.